COVID-19, the attack on our elderly. Your questions and the answers from the Ontario Minister of Long-Term Care, Mary Lee Fullerton, in conversation with Vista Radio Director of News, Wendy Gray.
Good morning, and joining me on the phone is the Honourable Melina Fullerton, Ontario's Minister of Long-Term Care. Thank you for joining me this morning, Minister.
Well, you're very welcome. Just call me Merrily.
Okay, very good. There has been an alarming number of outbreaks and deaths in Ontario's long-term care homes, and yesterday we heard Canada's Chief Public Health Officer say she was alarmed and worried about the spread in close contact environments, which does include nursing homes. So what is being done in homes where we are seeing outbreaks as far as control of COVID-19? And what are those controls that are being implemented?
Mm-hmm. So important, very important question. And really it involves the concept of a steel ring or iron fence around these long-term care homes to prevent COVID-19 from getting in. And it really is, we're aware now that there is community spread. It was initially felt that it was travel-related and brought back to the community. So if we look at what we're doing, we implemented very early active screening of everyone coming and going into the long-term care homes. That meant travel history, symptom history, temperature checks. And shortly after that, we also basically said, if you're not an essential visitor, then we don't want you coming in. And that was a very difficult decision because we recognized how isolated residents in long-term care can feel and how their families want to be part of their lives. However, the risk posed by COVID-19 is so great that we had to take that extraordinary measure. And we've issued two emergency orders to allow for more staff flexibility. And we've provided funding for improved prevention, infection control, cleaning. These are measures that are all critically important because COVID can be spread not only by droplets, so that would be coughing, sneezing, or even breathing or talking on someone, as well as through surface spread. So, you know, obviously the infection control measures that we've supported our homes in doing is exceedingly important, but also redeploying our long-term care inspectors to create a support system for our homes so that they will be able to address supply issues, support issues for staff, recognizing that as staff is coming back from holidays, they may have to self-isolate, and many of them have, or even if they're potentially exposed to COVID-19. So these are all things that we're working to create flexibility to maintain the well-being and safety of our long-term care residents and staff. It's incredibly important. Incredibly important. Thank you.
Merrily, I guess one question does pop into mind after that, and I don't want to be combative with you, but did you do enough soon enough for our most vulnerable population? I mean, you limited the travel history of visitors and whatnot that were allowed into our long-term care homes, but that, was that enough soon enough to protect them?
Well, we started very early back in February, taking measures and readying. This is a beast. COVID-19 has never been seen before. And if you look at the numbers of long-term care homes in the province, the number of outbreaks is a small percentage, but that does not mean that we do not take every possible measure to stop this. And that's what we've been doing, as I said, with the active screening, the change in protocol, even for calling an outbreak. We've changed that through the Chief Medical Officer of Health, who's directed this. Instead of being three residents of long-term care, it's one. So one case is considered an outbreak. That allows public health to go in immediately and understand what needs to be done there and support the staff and the residents. It really is a more rapid way to activate. And I want to emphasize the importance of community efforts. We all have a role in this. It's so important, the physical distancing or the social distancing. It's incredibly important to containing COVID-19 in the community. Every single person has a role in this. And our ability to keep COVID-19 out of long-term care depends on everyone's individual effort that will collectively help contain COVID-19. So there's always evolving evidence. This is a pandemic that is wreaking havoc across the world. And we're learning. We've learned from H1N1. We've learned from SARS. And we're learning as we go in terms of the COVID-19. It is an unknown entity before a few months ago, and we acted early months ago. The most vulnerable people, as you say, are in long-term care. They're people who have medical conditions, complexities to their conditions, and they are highly at risk. Okay. And so our staff needs to be supported. Their dedication and their compassion, they need to be supported. Our residents need to be supported. And that's what we've been doing for months and round the clock.
Minister, you make a good point there, and I know that we only have a short time, so I do want to get to what supports the people that work inside of the homes. What supports do you have for those care providers inside the nursing homes?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing is we really need to make sure they have the proper guidelines for what type of protective equipment or personal protective equipment, PPE, you may hear that term, to make sure that they know what the guidelines are, what is needed, and how we can support those frontline staff with the supplies that are needed for equipment. And that is something that we're on top of every single day in terms of understanding the staffing or any potential staffing shortage, any potential shortage of equipment. And those are daily reports that come through public health and to our ministry as well. So our ministry has regulatory oversight, but it is the chief medical officer of health and the public health units, the medical officers of health, who are really responsible for directives to our long-term care homes and for overseeing the response. As I said, our ministry is actually redeploying long-term care inspectors so that they can be more helpful and supportive to the homes. And so there's many measures being taken. We are looking at how our testing, as it becomes available more and more. There initially was a concern about a shortage of test kits because, as you may know, there is a worldwide demand for these. And using those in our long-term care homes to test both staff and residents as required by the Chief Medical Officer of Health. So every measure available to us is being taken. And my heart goes out to every single resident and family and staff member who is affected by this in any way. It is a difficult, challenging, heartbreaking time for many. But it's going to take our collective effort to hold the line on this invisible enemy, COVID-19. We need everybody on side doing everything within their power to stop COVID-19. I appreciate your time. I do have to run.
Okay, Minister Fullerton, thank you so much for your time. Take care.
Thank you.
COVID-19, continued analysis and breaking news as it happens on this Vista radio station.